She is outstanding in her commitment and in her intellect, in her approach to dealing with the problem of the lab. She brings 19 years of in-depth research, writing, and facilitating public participation in decisions regarding the lab and the U.S. Department of Energy. Marilia is Executive Director for Tri-Valley Cares and was one of the group's founding members in 1983. You cannot say enough about her and her work and what she does. Marilia Kelly.
Hi, good afternoon. It's wonderful to be here with you. And welcome to our community. I was asked to speak today about why we are here. And I've been asked on this, the cusp of our 20th anniversary as an organization, why are we still doing peace work? Why are we still resisting the further development of nuclear weapons? And part of my answer is because they're still developing nuclear weapons, and we must be here. We're here because we must be. And what we do here today is extremely important. It builds the movement. It removes our permission, if you will, from the development of nuclear weapons. We vote today by our presence with our bodies for peace, for a world in the 21st century that is free from the scourge of nuclear weapons and the threat of nuclear war. As we're here today in Livermore, we are on polluted ground. It is important that we be here, however. Livermore Laboratory has a shameful history of spills, leaks, accidents, fires, and even explosions of hazardous waste and nuclear materials over its 50 years. I live on East Avenue. As we march today, you will go past my home, the park behind my home where my child grew up playing, has plutonium that they found in the soil. We must ensure that the future is different from the past. As we are here today, Lawrence Livermore National Laboratory is developing a new earth-penetrating nuclear weapon. They are modifying a laydown bomb called the B-83 to give it earth-penetrating capability. Livermore Lab spokesmen and Pentagon spokesmen have said this bomb will be to get Saddam Hussein's in their bunkers. We're here to say this bomb must not be developed, period. This bomb makes the whole world more dangerous. It makes Iraqi women and children, puts them in peril. It puts us in peril. We must end its development and the development of all new and modified nuclear weapons. We must move toward global nuclear disarmament. The Bush administration is leading us down the path to nuclear destruction. We must turn it around. Today, here, this is what we are doing. As we go to Livermore Lab today, they are also planning to develop a new plutonium technology. There's not enough plutonium in my park. They are planning to use lasers to, well, let me start at the beginning. They're planning to heat plutonium metal until it's a vapor in a populated area with 7 million people within 50 miles. They plan to heat plutonium till it's a vapor, then shoot toxic dyed laser beams through it in order to selectively ionize out certain plutonium isotopes for nuclear weapons experiments. Now I ask you, does this make sense?
No!
Are we here today to stop this?
Yes!
As we're here today, Livermore Lab is planning to build a new, what they call, biosafety level 3 laboratory. What does that mean? That means they're planning to bring live anthrax, botulism, bubonic plague, smallpox, and other potentially lethal pathogens and biotoxins into our community. Two things. First, would you bring these to a facility that has a history of leaks, spills, and accidents?
No!
Second, is it appropriate for bio research to go on within the confines of a super secret nuclear weapons laboratory?
No!
Who will inspect Livermore Lab to see if they're developing weapons of mass destruction?
We will!
That's what we're here to do today. Lawrence Livermore National Laboratory is also building the National Ignition Facility, which some of you have been here to oppose before, and we're back. The National Ignition Facility is, the ignition, by the way, is thermonuclear ignition. And right now, today, we have uncovered new laboratory plans to not only use radioactive tritium and deuterium, which is the fuel for ignition in the National Ignition Facility, but also to use plutonium, highly enriched uranium, and large amounts of a very hazardous chemical, lithium hydride, in National Ignition Facility experiments. What are we here today to say?
No!
We're here today to say, clean up the mess at Livermore Laboratory. Let's put our money into pollution cleanup. The groundwater under my home is contaminated from the lab. The park behind my home is contaminated from the lab. There is work for scientists to do. It is not the work of developing new nuclear weapons. It is the work of figuring out how to clean up the mess that we have made.